102.9 KBLX R&B and Old School, your dream team in the morning on your Friday in the Bay. And, of course, last night was the first round of the NFL draft, and we're talking 49ers and Raiders this morning. Also, some more things with my man. Please welcome to the show, Nick Ferguson. He is the co-host of the Nick and Cecil Show on 104.3 The Fan in Denver. That's one of our sister stations. What's up, Nick? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you guys?
Pretty good. We saw a lot of great living rooms and dens and family rooms last night in the NFL draft. A lot of people have some really, really nice decorating ideas. It felt like a home improvement show, I felt. But what were your overall thoughts?
It was a great draft, and I know we were all in anticipation to see how this once-in-a-lifetime virtual draft was actually going to take place. And I have to say, man, you know, the NFL is undefeated. They did a great job in conjunction with ESPN and NFL Network to provide us somewhat of an outlet, somewhat of a distraction. And you're right. I mean, looking at some of the decor in some of those living rooms, my wife was sitting watching the draft with me wondering, hey, why can't we do this? Why can't
right.
we do that?
Do you see the island in their kitchen? Do you see that island in their kitchen? Do you see
that?
Yeah,
man. Hey, well, Nick, well, I'm curious to get your thoughts on how the Niners, you know, our only local team that we have left in the Bay Area. What do you think about their draft picks with Javon Kinlaw going first and then them making the move to get Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver out of Arizona State? What did you think about their overall choices?
Well, I thought they were great. I mean, you lose DeForest Buckner to the Colts and you needed to replace him. And we know with that run that the 49ers went on, it was based on the defense being able to turn the ball over. And if you ever watch any Gamecocks games, I mean, you saw, you know, Kinlaw just dominated a man in front of him, and that is just what Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, he wanted. Now, the Brandon Ayuk is very interesting because there's a tie-in right there because Brandon Ayuk played for Arizona State. He played for Herman Edwards, the guy who coached me, and the guy who coached John Lynch. So there's a tie-in right there. Those two guys, yes, Herman Edwards, those two guys had a great conversation. And I'm sure Herm told him some great things about Brandon Ayuk. I know Ayuk had a surgery, I think, for his abdominal area. But if he's able to come back from that, which I think he will be, I mean, you look at the fact that you put Brandon Ayuk with Debo Samuel. Now Kyle Shanahan has exactly what he wanted from two guys who can definitely take the top off the defense. So for a San Francisco team that doesn't have another pick until the fifth round, and that's 156, John Lynch did a great job of landing his first two guys in the first round.
Yeah, and speaking of wide receivers that can make an immediate impact, the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, and I really thought that Goodell was going to mess up on that one. I thought he would say Los Angeles or Oakland at some point, but he was smooth with it. He was smooth. But speaking of wide receivers, the Raiders went out and got Henry Ruggs III, the wide receiver from Alabama, highly touted. I know a lot of Niner fans were curious about him and when he would go and if he'd be available for them. But what did you think about the pickup for the Raiders? Henry Ruggs III, the fastest guy at the combine. To me, it felt like a real, you know, classic Raiders pick where they pick the guy with the fastest time and then they just see what happens. But this guy's got a whole skill set. What did you think about their first overall pick with Henry Ruggs?
Well, I loved Henry Ruggs. I actually had Henry Ruggs high on my board here in Denver, and I was hoping that the Broncos will be able to pick him at 15, he would still be on the board. But I knew San Francisco and I knew the Las Vegas Raiders, they both were in need of some high-quality wide receivers. And when most people talk about Henry Ruggs III, it's always, oh, his speed, and he's just kind of a one-trick pony. No, he's not. I mean, the guy is really dynamic with the ball in his hands. And something that he has that a lot of wide receivers will be asked to do once they get to the NFL that they don't have a lot of experience doing, and that's returning kicks. So, I mean, Mike Mayock and John Gruden, I mean, they get a great guy that goes well with Josh Jacobs, another Alabama prospect. So the Raiders team, man, they're going to be really difficult to beat, and they're in our division. And
right.
I say all the time on our station, they went out and did in free agency, getting two linebackers, what we didn't do here with the Denver Broncos, but – I mean, quietly but surely, the Raiders have put a very competitive team together.
Hey, right? Really quickly, before we wrap, of course there was no question who was going to go and be the number one pick. What do you think of Burrow? They're comparing this guy to Tom Brady. They're saying he's one of the greatest prospects that they've seen in years. What do you think his NFL career is going to look like?
Well, that's all going to be dependent on Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals because we've seen a lot of quarterbacks go high to a lot of teams, but, you know, they fizzle out because they don't have a support cast around them. So if they can put some talent around them, the kids are going to be great. And I don't like comparing players to, you know, guys who are currently playing in the NFL because, you know, these guys.
It's a different animal, college, of course. Yeah.
It's a different animal. But when you look at why people compare Burrow to Tom Brady, it is just kind of the patience, the smooth delivery, how he just kind of manipulates the pocket. So I can understand that. But this kid is awesome. Doing the Heisman Trophy voting, I mean, I have a Heisman Trophy vote, and he was definitely the guy that I voted for because I saw everything I needed to see in the quarterback in Joe Burrow.
All right, man. We appreciate you taking time out of your morning, Nick. Thank you so much for giving us a call and discussing this NFL football. I can't wait till we can actually see some games, but we appreciate you, my man. Continue to do what you're doing. My man, Nick Ferguson, 104.3 in Denver. Make sure you check him out if you're ever out there. Your dream team in the morning on 102.9 KBLX, R&B and Old School.